And at least it's the beginning. And I'm hoping that from there that it will open people's eyes more. And one of the other interesting things we have going on in our state is we have a state newspaper called the Connecticut Beacon. And I've gone through some of the back issues, and I came across something that I thought perhaps people would be interested in.
Great.
It's called Communist Rules for Revolution. And with your permission, I'd like to go ahead and read them.
Go to it.
Okay. It was captured in Dorseldorf in May of 1919 by the Allied forces. And I'll begin. It says, "We published the following rules for revolution to give readers some insight into whether or not communism is still a threat. Without a knowledge of the communist objectives, it is impossible to hold an informed opinion. Many of the communist rules are today firmly established under the banner of liberalism here in America. A. Corrupt the young, get them away from religion, get them interested in sex, make them superficial, and destroy their ruggedness. B. Get control of all means of publicity and thereby, 1. Get people's minds off of their government by focusing their attention on athletics, sexy books and plays and other trivias. 2. Divide the people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters of no importance. 3. Destroy the people's faith in their natural leaders by holding the latter up to contempt and ridicule. 4. Always preach true democracy, but seize power as fast and as ruthlessly as possible. And 5. By encouraging government extravagance, destroy its credit, produce fear of inflation with rising prices and general discontent. 6. Foment unnecessary strikes in vital industries, encourage civil disorders, and foster a lenient and soft attitude on the part of government towards such disorders. 7. By specious argument, cause the breakdown of the old moral virtues, honesty, sobriety, continence, faith in the pledged word, and ruggedness. And C, cause the registration of all firearms on some pretext for the view to confiscate them and leave the population helpless." And that seems to be what we're really running into today. And I firmly believe that the moms are beginning to get together, and that they perhaps can make a difference and form groups and try to get involved.
Here, it was certainly good to hear from you tonight, just a little while before the show, and to know that you were going to come on and share some information about what's going on in your state.
Yes, well, people are trying, and they have been for quite a while, so we're not going to quit, and I think that's important. I think we all have to pick an issue and get involved, start with someone you know, and keep building from there. And the next thing you know, you do have a group together, and then you can make a difference.
Well, we certainly thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. And through you, we have announced that tonight is Ladies' Night, and we're looking forward to hearing from people from all parts of the country.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Sherry, for
Good
calling.
Evening.
Good night. All right, the number now is 602-337-2524. We're going to hear from all the women all over the country tonight, and I'm waiting for someone to call in next. While we're waiting here, I'll just mention that here in St. John's, we're beginning to get settled. We have a small river that's passing through. In fact, St. John's was originally called Little River Crossing, and it is the Little Colorado River that's crossing through. It was called El Bendito. And then in 1879, it was changed, the name was changed to San Juan. And within a few months, it was changed to St. John's. The number is 1-602-337-2524. That is usually the fax number, but you know that during call-ins, it's the call-in number. I know this was unexpected tonight, and perhaps the women aren't quite ready out there. But don't be shy. Just call right in. Something else about our small town here. We have a weekly Apache County Observer, and the motto for the town is the town of friendly neighbors. We're looking forward to having our convention sometime in July, the end of July, the 1st of August, and we hope you'll come and check us out. We're about 3,300 people here in St. John's. The number again is 1-602-337-2524. Hello, you're on the air.
Meow.
Oh, we have a kitty cat out there. We'll repeat the number because cats only meow. 1-602-337-2524. Let's hope somebody else will call in and talk. Something else about our small town here. The elevation is 5,730 feet. So you get prepared for a climb when you come to visit. We have a small museum that I visited last week. The museum has one special room dedicated to the Constitution. Here's our caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi there. I'm not a woman, but I did want to offer you a little help if I could.
All right.
In front of you, is there an audio console? Can you see, as you speak, a little needle moving up and down?
Right.
Okay, your modulation is real low.
All right.
And when you're on satellite, if your modulation is low, it stays low.
All right, fine. Is that better?
Yeah. You need to,
all right.
You need to be aware of that because we can't hear you if you don't have it up.
Fine.
Okay?
I've moved the button up. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. That was helpful. 1-602-337-2524. If you call in, 1-602-337-2524. The population of Apache County, where we are located here, is 61,900 people. Here's our caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Meow. Here's kitty.
I guess we have another small kitty cat out there. All right, the population of Apache County is 61,900 people, and of Arizona itself, according to the 1991 census, it's 3,763,350 people. So we are living in a small, small town right up here in St. John's, 3,300 people. I hope you'll come and check us out this summer. We have a small library. Here's our caller. Hello. You're on the air.
Rat.
Goodness, we have another animal out there. I hope we're not all going to be steaks on the table with all of these animals running around. We have a small library that is going to be moving to a little larger quarters soon. Here's another caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Good evening. I'm not a dog or a cat.
Well, good.
Okay, I was going to call earlier and tell you that your modulation was very low on satellite as well.
Right. Did we correct it all right?
Oh, it's much better. Much
great.
Better.
Glad you called.
But over in this part of Idaho, there is a signal coming in with you.
A signal with me?
Yes.
Perhaps you could call the FCC.
Yeah, I might.
Yeah.
I do want to say one thing, though.
All right.
I listened to Bill a couple of nights ago where he said something I really thought needed to be said. And that was, it doesn't matter how you were born, your race, your color, your creed. It matters who you are.
Right. Some things need to be repeated, too, so that's good.
Yeah, I wanted to commend him of that. And I did want to make a mention of something.
Mm-hmm.
Many so-called patriots who are just racist by another name use the protocols of the wise men of Zion as proof that Jews are the scourge of the earth.
Hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Well, when you stop to think about it, yes, Spartacus Weisskopf did write the document. This is, no one would dispute this.
Right.
But Manzini was his successor. Manzini and Pike.
Right.
So then is it an Italian and a Scottish-American conspiracy as well?
It could be.
You follow my drift.
I see what you mean. Mm-hmm.
The drift is basically that I believe it's a satanic conspiracy. And the powers of darkness use whoever is their willing slave.
Right. They run both sides, don't they?
Yep.
And when we listen to them playing our side, it sounds good until you check them out and find out who they really are.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. I want to give a message to all patriots.
All right.
We are all in this together. There are no bad people of their birth. People are bad by who they are, by who they manifest themselves to be. If someone is evil, it isn't because their last name is Weisskopf or their last name is Jones and they're black and they're from Alabama.
Right.
They're bad because they're bad. And the man uses this diversity. When I say the man, I mean the conspirators. Use this diversity among people to keep us fighting each other and not looking at them. It's an old shell game.
I hope everybody has heard what you said. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye. The number is 1-602-337-2524. I know this was a surprise for the women, but let's hear from you. Hello, you're on the air.
Good evening, Carolyn. I had just spoken to you a few minutes ago, and I don't know if you realize that they're playing a tape.
Yes, I did hear that. Check out, and that'll get straightened out later. But WWCR does pick up their message from satellite, and that's out of my control.
All right.
And we are on satellite, so.
Okay, I thought I'd let you know.
Thank you. Thanks, Sherry. So that means we have a slightly smaller audience, but I'm sure there are many women out there listening on satellite, maybe for the first time, learning that we have a call-in show every now and then for the women. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Steve from Indiana.
Yes, hello, Steve.
How are you doing out in Arizona?
All right, I guess you heard it's women's night, but
oh,
you have a quick comment? You missed it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you give a quick comment.
Okay, I was just wondering, I logged on to a bulletin board today.
Right.
A name came up that I've heard over the program, Linda Thompson.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could tell me if your group there, CAGI,
right,
or your program is affiliated with the Associated Electronic Network.
I know that we are not, but I can't speak for anyone else. Associated Electronic Network?
Yeah.
Maybe someone else can check that out and call us in maybe another day.
Because, I've heard Bill a lot, and from what I've read so far, I logged on by mistake. I was trying to find some FIDO information, and from what I read, it's very disturbing, especially with the questionnaire, and then it goes into, I guess it's an open letter to everybody when they first log on.
All right, why don't we check that out, and we'll talk about it another night, and we'll get back to the women right now. And I appreciate you calling in. We'll check it out, though.
Okay, I got one quick question.
All right.
On the book that you have for $43, I believe
right,
it's on the clothing. Bill mentioned Tuesday night.
It's
if
Vultures in Eagles Clothing.
Right.
Right.
And if I understood right, if I bought that book, I could turn around and sell it or sell a copy or order copies and sell them and make $10.
Right.
Every time I sell it.
Right, and the information will be in the book for you.
And then if the person,
okay,
the person I sell it to, do I make anything off of that? Because it kind of sounds like a pyramid.
Right, well, you'll get the information in the book when you order.
Okay.
And then that person also can turn around and sell it to someone else.
If it's a pyramid, that's why I'm asking. You know, I don't really want to order the book if it is a pyramid.
I haven't heard the word associated with it.
Well,
so
it sounds like if you're making $10 off every book that you sell after you buy it. It's like a chain letter.
No, you're just making the amount from 2 or 3. I think it's 3 times 10. So that in the end you end up paying $10. The directions will be in the book when you order it, and we'll check it out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. All right, the number is 602-337-2524. That's 602-337-2524. I know it's after midnight out on the East Coast. And the women that might be listening at this time way out there might be fewer in number. Here's someone. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Kathy, and I'm calling from Fort Worth, Texas.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
Fine. Glad to hear from you.
Right.
Do you have some information, something that's going on in your area that you can share with us?
Well, I heard Bill Cooper talking last night regarding, when called in about the German tanks. I am wanting to get your fax number because I have a newspaper article confirming the sighting and conversation with the owner of those tanks.
What was the newspaper?
It was the Contact newspaper, and the article came out of a paper in Biloxi, Mississippi.
All right. The fax number is the call-in number that you use right now.
When you're not on the air?
When we're not on the air.
Okay. Okay, then I'll fax that after the show.
After the show.
Okay.
Great. We'll share it another time. Thanks for calling. Is there anything else going on in your area that you could share with us?
Well, our groups here are enlarging. We're trying to share information and get everybody aware of what's going on and what to do and how to prepare. As far as the government or anything, it's the same as it's always been here. What I'm wanting to find out mainly is how to get the books that Mr. Cooper has written.
You can order Behold a Pale Horse right from us. It's $25 plus $5 shipping and handling for non-members. And do you have the address?
No.
It's CAJI, C-A-J-I. That's Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence. Post Office Box 1420, Showlow, capital S-H-O-W, capital L-O-W, Arizona, 85901. Shall I repeat it, or did you get it?
I got it. Okay. What about this book that some gentleman was just talking about, that Vultures and Eagles Clothing?
That gives you tremendous amount of information on detaxing and things that you need to know. Bill did explain it another night, and I think I won't go into much more than that right now.
Okay.
But it's very valuable. I suggest you think about ordering it. It's $43 for members and non-members.
Okay. Good. And order from the same address?
Right.
Okay. Okay.
You might add a dollar and a self-addressed stamped envelope and ask for the information pack, so you'll have a list of the audio tapes and videotapes.
Okay.
And we'll look for videotape.
Okay. I already have the Behold a Pale Horse. It's being held together with rubber band. We read it so much. It's a wonderful book, and we never miss his show except for the meeting night. And I think the meeting night was the night he just complained about this book. But y'all have an excellent show, and we'll never miss it again.
Good. What was it, a special meeting you want to share to us?
The meeting was for Citizens for Legal Reform in this area, and we're just getting started, becoming aware of the problems within the court systems, how to change them, talking about the tax problems, IRS, how to withdraw from the system legally, that type of stuff.
Very good. You need that book, Vultures in Eagle's Clothing.
I will order it. I will mail it tomorrow.
Fine. Glad you called.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
The number is 1-602-333-2524. We have another 5 or 6 minutes for a few calls before the break. We're going to play a touch of music at break time. It's called If I Could. And the women out there are beginning to think more and more, if I could do this and if I could do that, and I will do this. Here, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, that book sounds like a pyramid scam to me.
Well, I don't think it is. It's the way of getting the message out across the country to more and more people than if you just have a book for one price on the bookshelf. And Bill has explained it, and if you don't get it, you'll be the loser. The number is 1-602-337-2524. We'd like to hear what's going on in your area, any new developments, any ideas that you could share with the rest of us about how we can inform the people about the state of our country, the loss of our Constitution and Bill of Rights, and what we can all do to get it back. The number is 1-602-337-2524. I opened the paper today, the one I told you about, the Weekly Apache County Observer, and there was an article about the mayor of St. John's. We have here in St. John's a council, city council of 6 members, a mayor, and a city manager. And I guess he's been around for quite a while. He's been on the council for 10 years or so. He's in his third term. The number to call is 602-337-2524. Are the women listening? Maybe the men can get their wives to call in. You get used to talking on shortwave after you try it for a while, shortwave or satellite, radio, TV. Be sure to turn your radio or your television down when you do call. The number is 602-337-2524. That's the number to fax information to us during the daytime. We have a main number of 337-2562 with an area code of 602 for you to call during the day, the main phone for information. 602-337-2524. When you do come to visit St. John's, just remember that this small museum is struggling to keep open and share its information about the Constitution with the public and with the young children. And they could use volunteers or any kind of help. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Kathy from Fort Worth. I just called a few moments ago.
Yes, Kathy.
And I forgot to mention something. Don't know if Mr. Cooper or you are aware of the missing 13th Amendment in the Constitution.
Well, we are a little aware, but maybe you could tell us about it.
Well, the 9th Amendment says that lawyers are people who have accepted a title of nobility, which is lawyers, or knighted people, are not permitted to hold elected offices in this country. The 9th Amendment did not provide for a punishment if they were. They rewrote the 9th and made it as the 13th Amendment. This amendment was taken out right after it was ratified. It was put back in and was an effective law for 60 years. It was then permanently removed and put in, was removed when the 13th Amendment, the slavery amendment, was put in. And the,
that'd be about
around 1870, somewhere around there, around in that area. We're not exactly sure exactly the date that it was removed. This ratified amendment was illegally removed from our Constitution, and we are trying to get it put back into the Constitution. We have two men that have spent 10 years researching and gathering documentation to prove that this was a legally ratified amendment and was illegally removed, which would change the situation in Washington right now with all the lawyers writing up these crazy laws that they've got going on up there. Brian Marsh and David Dodge are going to be in my area. We're having a meeting with them in May, and they're going to present all their documentation to prove that this has been illegally removed. And it's going to be an excellent meeting, and they're going to release all the presidential letters, documents, constitutions, state constitutions, where this amendment was published and then later removed.
Can we look for information from you a few weeks down the road after you attend the conference?
I'm putting on the conference.
Oh, you're
bringing them into town. And I will be more than happy to send you what information we already have on it.
Very good. And the next time we have a call-in after that meeting, I hope you'll report in to the rest of the women in the country and the world and all the other listeners, too.
I will, most definitely.
Very important.
Thanks
for calling in again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That number is 1-602-337-2524. I'm going to put on a little music now to get ready for our break, and I hope that some more of you women in the audience will get ready to call in a minute or two. It was nice to hear Gene Miller's voice yesterday when he called to say hello, and he'll be with us again Monday night for the gold report and the precious metal report. I'm just going to remind you now to call him. That's at 1-800-BUY-COIN. be sure to call and ask for his newsletter. Ask for any of the current papers that he has available to new people, and the most important ones for the people that are continuing to work with him. It's important that you do something to protect yourself. I'm going to read again something that I read a few months earlier. The Russians, stunned by a decision to invalidate the pre-1993 rubles. Moscow, Russia will invalidate billions of old rubles next week to combat inflation, the government announced Saturday in a move that stunned citizens. Remember the surprise attack? Touched off panic at banks and created a financial nightmare for millions of people. This was in August of 1992. Russia's central bank, 1993, it wasn't too long ago, it was August of 1993. Russia's central bank announced that all banknotes issued by the Soviet and Russian governments before 1993 will not be legal as of Monday. People have until August 7th to exchange old rubles before they become worthless. Russians will be limited to exchanging no more than 35,000 rubles, about $35, in cash. I just got my pension yesterday, and now it's been annulled, an elderly woman shrieked outside a Moscow bank. It's something you need to think about. Informed Russians who were smart enough to hold on to gold coins have avoided the 2,500% per year inflation and now hold real buying power compared with their unfortunate comrades who didn't believe in gold. I want you to call Jean Miller at 1-800-BUY-COIN and get him to share with you helpful information that can prevent you from being stunned when something happens in our country. I hope you're paying attention to the things that are happening, because daily more and more people are becoming aware that we are in trouble. Call Jean Miller at 1-800-BUY-COIN. I thought of Jean today when I came across this Apache County Observer, and the headline said, "The mayor proud that the city stays in the black." I wonder how your cities are. Have you studied how they're run, what their procedures are, how large their council is? I have to go back on Monday and speak to the city clerk, because there wasn't someone there who could answer all my questions. Town of friendly neighbors, that's true. And I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more of you coming out this way, and probably Jean Miller will be in the area, and possibly Craig Smith, the owner of Swiss America Trading, our sponsor. I'm sure they'll both find a way to come up here to our convention and meet you personally. You can come into the convention either via Phoenix or Albuquerque. When I flew to New Hampshire about 2 weeks ago, I decided to go via Albuquerque because it's only 3.5 hour drive, and I did this at nighttime with a full moon, and it was really an experience. Phoenix is about 5.5 hour drive. All right, I want you to call Jean Miller, 1-800-BUY-COIN. We're going to open the lines again and ask the callers to call 1-602-337-2524. We'd like to hear from some of the women out there with information about what's going on in their area, what they're thinking about, what's going on in their minds as they look at their children and their grandchildren and think of the future that we are leaving them here in America. I know some of the women out there have asked if we could hear from women from foreign countries, but when you stop and think about it, that's a long way to call and a considerable expense. So just think how lucky we are. We're here in America, and it's not that far for you to call here to St. John's in Arizona. And I hope maybe we'll give you a little more warning next time so that you can prepare some information to really seriously share with the other women across the country. I was really thrilled to hear from Sherry just coincidentally about 6 o'clock tonight. And she said, I have to call you and give you a report because we really are doing things out here. And I want Bill Cooper and Annie and Pooh and all of you to realize that because you don't read about it in the paper, it doesn't mean it's not happening. The number is 1-602-337-2524. Maybe you're all on the phone calling 1-800-BUY-COIN, which is all right, too. I'll just keep on talking. If you're doing that, that's fine. St. John's, Arizona. Whoever knew a year and a half ago that I'd be way out here. But it's a beautiful country to be in. I think you'll enjoy visiting it. And as Tim in our audience said last night, we're about 43 miles south of the Petrified Forest. And Grand Canyon isn't too far away. So it's time for you to think of giving your family and your children a view of America before travel becomes utterly impossible. I know for some of you it's a little hard to think of making a long trip. But you don't have to come right when we have the convention. You can always come a little later or a little earlier. We'll be here. The number to call is 602-337-2524. One of the pamphlets here says the community with a population of approximately 3,300 is nested on the edge of the beautiful White Mountains. Sounds like New Hampshire, doesn't it? Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill.
Bill's not here this evening. This is the ladies' night, but since you've called, you want to make a comment?
Yeah, sure, I'd love to. I've heard a lot about the so-called clipper chip, which is something that the government wants to insert into all computer devices that will allow the National Security Agency and the CIA to tap into our communications. And this is not one of those things that you got to write your congressman about. It's letting your computer company know that you don't want one in yours.
That's a good point. Do you have some documentation that you can send on to us?
It's freely available from the Electronic Freedom Foundation.
You have an address?
I wish I did. They're online on any bulletin board you can imagine.
All right.
The name of the guy who runs it is John Barlow.
Fine. So computer literate people will know how to tap into it. And if you do get anything in writing or in print that you can fax through or send through the mail, please do. All right?
Okay. What's a place to send that to?
Post Office Box 1420. Sholow. That's capital S-H-O-W, capital L-O-W, just as it sounds, Sholow. If you were a card player, I guess you'd know. You either show high or you show low. And the man who showed low won the town. The other man had to leave. And he or whoever named the Main Street the Deuce of Clubs. So it's Sholow, Arizona, 85901.
85901.
And
very much.
You'll hear this at the end of the show.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Adam Locke is usually there at the end, and he'll give you the address again at the end of the program. The number is 1-602-337-2524. I wonder if the women have thought of how they discuss things that are going on in the country with their children, what attitudes they find, what do they find their children thinking? Does it worry you? Are you doing things about it? The number is 1-602-337-2524. Well, we'll wait a little longer. Maybe a few more women will think about it this time. I know it's hard to formulate a question and call in and wait for a response, but maybe if you listen this time and practice and think about calling next time, I know that you have things to share because you call me during the daytime and on the weekends. I'm here 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I know we've been moving and the phone answering machine has been taking many of the messages. I know that upsets a lot of people, especially early in the morning. We'll get on a better schedule so that we'll have a person here. I'll be here to talk to you. But in the meantime, some of you women could be calling tonight, 1-602-337-2524. I wonder if you have the same questions about what are people in other countries thinking about as they read about what's going on in our country. We'll have to find ways to encourage them. Here's someone. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering why the program tonight is a repeat.
Tonight, are you listening to shortwave, sir?
Yes.
I'm on satellite. We'll find out later why WWCR didn't pick up the
program from February, I think the 16th.
Very good. WWCR is broadcasting from Nashville on shortwave, and you are right now talking to me, and I'm on satellite having a live call-in show for the women. Maybe we'll know what happened later, why WWCR didn't pick us up. But that's why you're hearing a repeat. All right?
Okay.
Fine. Thanks for calling. Well, we've shared it with the rest of the world that we have two programs going tonight, one on shortwave and one on satellite. I guess you could have one going in one room and one in another, and you could be taping two programs at the same time. That'd be kind of a treat, wouldn't it? Some of you have been asking when we might be going on an earlier hour or going on for more than just 1 hour. Also, people are asking when we're going to open the membership for CAGI members to join, that are people that are not members now, and those things are all still on hold. Bill Cooper will be letting you know as soon as we get everything organized here. The library is beginning to shape up, and the studio is all in order. We've had two live shows with live audiences helping us to answer questions and to bring information to you. The number that you can call is 1-602-337-2524. Remember, that's also the fax number during the daytime. In the future, the number will be 602-337-2592 for the BBS. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Bill Cooper.
Mr. Cooper isn't here right now. We're having a ladies' call-in night, but since you've called...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right. Can you give us any comment or anything new going on in your area, maybe with the women or...
Okay, I just got home from work, and the tape is running, and I'm listening to Bill. It must be a rerun.
Right, you're listening to shortwave, and I'm on satellite.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, someone had just called in and said there wasn't on the other show that there was no copies of Vampire Killer 2000 over here in the East. I'm calling from Florida, and I just wanted to let him know that there are copies floating around here in Florida for about a year. And I have something else you might be interested in. This must be Carolyn.
Yes, is this Dave from Florida?
This is Dave, right.
Right.
Earlier tonight, I didn't have access to a VCR, because I don't have cable or anything here at the house. But I was somewhere else, and there was a news spot on CNN at 4:35 p.m. Down in Miami. The Florida local police department down in Miami has set a precedent on turning criminals who have not committed a federal crime over to the federal government to have stiffer sentencing. Now, the case in point here was
them, there were two males, repeat offenders, that had been caught for burglary. And these guys had done this before, and they gave them 3 years last time, and they got off a little early. And as soon as they got out, they started holding up some hotels. Well, instead of prosecuting them where they should have prosecuted them...
Constitutionally, right?
Right. They turned them over to the feds, which is illegal. These guys, they should be prosecuted locally because they haven't done any interstate crimes.
Right. And you know what that means.
That means
the people in your area just sit back and let that happen, like we let Waco happen and everything else.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
People have got to start taking action.
So tonight, I want to make one statement here that I think is very, very, very important. On Bill Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse,
right.
I've had that book now for almost a year, I guess, and I keep studying it. I cannot recommend that book too highly. I mean, I advise anyone listening out there, if they never buy another book, get a copy of Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper, because
right.
You will have your eyes open. There are a lot of things that I knew that were in that book already. But on the other hand, there were a lot of things I didn't know that I found out when I got that book and I did my own research.
You did your own research and found out they were true.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, one interesting thing about the book is that, do you realize that it was published in 1991?
Yeah, I knew it was about 4 years old. Yeah.
And everything in it is just as timely. I mean, I reread it a few months ago, and it was as if all of this was happening, and this is the information we need to know right now.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine, he started telling us this 4 years ago.
Very thoroughly at that, and even told you where to go to find the information.
Right. Now, the book
is... the schools, I did a lot of digging into that, and I found out it's all there. All you got to do is look. So I'm not going to take up any more of your time, but I would highly recommend Behold a Pale Horse. I think everyone listening tonight should go out there and get a copy of this book. I found in my area that I can go to any bookstore around here, and they may not have it in the bookstore, but it's in their computer, and they will order it.
You know, that is the new thing this year. Since January, people have been telling me this, and it's astounding, because all of the big bookstores now in the major cities and some of the smaller cities are making the book available to people, and this was never true before.
Yeah.
You really had to work to find it.
Well,
of course, Dave, we can add here that you can mail in and get it from us. If you're not a member of CAGI, it's $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. If you're a member, it's $25. And as you know, Bill is studying how to reopen the membership. He's got different things to consider. And I know you'd all save a little bit of money, and you're thinking of waiting, but I think Dave has convinced you that you shouldn't wait.
No, you shouldn't wait. It's a bonus. I'm afraid it is.
Fine. Thanks for calling, Dave.
You are certainly welcome, and thank you for such a great job.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
I might add that the other thing that you need to purchase as soon as possible and share with other people is the Constitution of the United States with its Bill of Rights. Make sure every friend has a copy. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering, I'm a new listener.
Oh, I'm glad to hear from you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, good.
Texas, out in the country.
Great.
About 50 miles east of Dallas. And I heard the program one night when Bill Cooper mentioned that Hal Brook had written Pat Robertson's book, something about the world order.
The New World Order, probably. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, ooh, I'd love to get, does he have that documented or something, some way that, you know, I could get a copy of that.
Of the fact that it was written by Hal Brook, you mean?
Yeah, that Pat Robertson's book was written by Hal Brook.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned that one night on a program a while back. Bill Cooper did.
Right. Well, you could call in during the daytime. You know how Bill does like you to do your own research.
Well, where do you begin? With Hal Brook or with...
That's a good idea.
I tried
Pat Robinson.
I tried writing Hal Brook once and didn't get a reply. And so I'm kind of suspicious of him anyway, and Pat Robertson isn't much better, quite frankly.
Right.
So
maybe you could send a self-addressed stamped envelope and insist on a reply.
That's an idea. But Bill mentioned it on, it was one of the first programs that I heard. It was most interesting. And
how long have you been listening?
Oh, off and on for about, I guess, a month.
Ah, you are a new listener.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't come in clear.
Yeah. I could add that you could send a dollar in a self-addressed stamped envelope to our address in Sholo.
Okay.
And ask for the information packet so that you'll be up to date with what's available.
Now, I had that CAJI,
right? Right,
right. And that stands for what?
Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence. We all work together to gather information and share it. You share it by sending faxes, sending reports, well documented. That includes, you know, the name of the newspaper.
I know I'm a researcher. And
okay.
I'm into education things. I know that he was talking about HR 6 tonight. I've been trying to get all of the hearings on that thing, and there have been over 30 so far.
Mm.
But, so I know about trying to document things, and that's why I was kind of interested in this thing about Cal Brooks.
Right. I might just divert a minute and say that our earlier caller, Sherry, was mentioning when she called me at 6 that many, many more of the women are beginning to wake up because of the outcome-based education program and how it's affecting their children.
They need to go back all the way to the United Nations and the World Education Conference and then the U.S. Education Conference, and it comes right on down into America 2000 and Gold 2000.
Right.
This is all coming right from the United Nations, and people are tending to concentrate right now at the local level on outcome-based education, which is not new. It's nothing in the world but the old planning, programming, budgeting system, mastery learning, you know, Benjamin Bloom and D.F. Skinner.
Right.
They just give a bit of different twist.
Mm-hmm.
And they have computers in every school now, and computers coming for every child eventually so that it will be much more effective. And I just suggest to people, if they can, homeschool. You know, that's the best.
Absolutely.
They can't all do it, but you know, the public schools are—they've gone to hell in a handbasket, quite frankly.
Right.
They're not—they don't care if kids can read or write or compute, just so they have the proper feelings, attitudes, behaviors, and beliefs. It's getting pretty bad.
And they've been working on it for a couple of generations with their secret weapons.
Oh, longer than that. I don't know whether you're familiar with a fellow named Dennis Cuddy that's written what he calls quotable quotes in education. He takes it all the way back, I think, to the 1700s or 1800s, you know, and just quotes.
My goodness.
The educators. Have you seen that book?
Right. Now, what was the name of the book again? Give it out clearly.
Let's see. Hold on. He's done several things. There's one called Education Quotable Quotes, and then there's another book he wrote, Now is the Dawning of the New Age, New World Order.
Hmm.
This quotable quotes thing, there was a woman in Florida, Dr. Shirley Correll, that puts out the Florida Forum that's currently putting the quotable quotes in book form.
I see. What was the author of the book? Who was the author of the book?
Dr. Dennis Cuddy, C-U-D-D-Y.
Dennis Cuddy.
He's from North Carolina. And
wow.
That, the quotable quotes, you know, that go back, they're quotes just from educators themselves.
Right. Well, I'm glad you shared that with us, and I'm going to let you go so that we can have maybe one more caller.
Okay. Well, thank you, and I'm enjoying the program.
Good. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Good night. All right. We'll open the lines for maybe one more call. That's 602-337-2524. 602-337-2524. And we'll get ready with our closing music. All right, I'm all set. Did we have a caller? Hello, you're on the air.
I'm on the air now?
Yes.
Oh, the girl is talking.
I know you're listening to Shortwave, and we are having a ladies' call-in, but you're the last caller of the evening, and I'll let you make a comment.
Oh, all right. Well, that is listening to Bill on 5810, but in any case, I just called to say that U.S. Senate Bill 0194 by Senator Patrick Leahy is now going after the dangerous subversives who may be using a computer and, quote, have a history of using or abusing alcohol, end quote. And they're talking about licensing and other possibilities, and this is what I wanted to elaborate on last night, but I didn't have the information.
Oh, right. And the number is SB040194, you say?
Right, correct.
Thanks for calling in again. I've got to let you go.
Oh, could I ask Bill a question?
He's not here.
Oh,
this is a ladies' night call-in, and I'm going to let you go.
What frequency are you broadcasting on?
Satellite.
I mean, on shortwave, or what?
I'll explain to you another time. I explained earlier to the audience. Talk to you another time.
Okay,
good night.
Bye.
Good night to everyone else. And we're going to play a song called Annie's Song for Annie and for the women of the world.